This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to share with you something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember. And every time I kind of tried to come through and record it, I really couldn't because I got very emotional. SubhanAllah, I couldn't hold back my tears. Now, what happened was a couple of weeks ago, I was off of social media for quite a while. And then I went online and then there was a friend of a friend's friend that I friended that I don't know. Basically, she posted that her uncle here in another state was basically on his deathbed and he had no Muslim family whatsoever. And she was looking for anyone just to go down, recite some Quran for him and basically kind of hopefully give him a Muslim burial if he passes away since he didn't have any Muslim family. SubhanAllah, two things. The first thing was my thinking to myself. First of all, alhamdulillah, Rabb, I knew a couple of people out there. I was able to reach out to them. And within 48 hours, the amount of people that went and visited man was just unbelievable. The first thing I want to highlight here, there are two things I want to talk about. The first thing here is a dua that my teacher taught me back in Egypt. And the dua says what? Allahumma istakhdimni wa la tastabdilni. Allahumma istakhdimni wa la tastabdilni. And this basically means what? Oh Allah, use me and never ever exchange me. Use me in what? Use me in doing good. Use me in helping others, right? And never exchange me, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts chances in front of us in our life to help others, sometimes it's a test, you know? And if you don't take that chance to help others, Allah won't give you those chances again. He'll just exchange you by giving to somebody who will actually act based on what they see in front of them. Now, this has nothing to do with me. This is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's full work, that He makes this sister who's across the continent that I totally don't know, that her post pops up on my newsfeed because I know somebody else. And again, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's planning. I don't take any credit whatsoever for this. And then I reach out to them and may Allah bless them, Ya Rabb, within hours, the amount of people that were total strangers that were going to that man and reading Quran to him, it's just unbelievable. So that's the first thing. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use you to help others. The second thing that just boggles my mind until now and makes me think, what did this brother do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to a person who's his niece, who's overseas in a continent, I don't even know what country she's in, she's not in the States, you know, puts this post so that people who are total strangers go to him, not just strangers, but imams from Masajid, to go and just recite Quran to him before he meets his Lord. It's just unbelievable. Subhanak Ya Rab, what was this brother doing that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he's in a coma, he didn't even have to raise his hand and ask for this. He's in a coma, that Allah takes care of him in that sense and sends him strangers just to recite Quran for him. I don't know, but two things I'm going to tell you that I would like you to really focus on. Ask Allah to always use you. Allahumma istakhdimna wa la tastabdilna ya Rabb, always use us and never exchange us. And Ya Allah, make us from those people who when, you know, we need help, you send people, even if they're strangers, to be there for us. Ya Rabb, just like that brother, he must be doing something, he must have done something in his life that's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him people just that he can hear Quran before he meets his Lord. Subhanak Ya Rabb. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this inspires you, Rabb, just as much as it inspired me, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always uses us in all this good, Ya Rabb, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.